This program was put together by the pastor and Enid Ford, and so we are trying to go through it like he intended. Now, the word I will share with you is my own, but the scripture is chosen by the pastor. And so the opening scripture this morning, or the scripture that was written by Tanya, so beautifully, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I don't think that anybody is qualified to talk about God's love, because we have no concept. We have maybe a concept, but we have no understanding of God's full love. But it is a scripture in Bible, and that's why we share it. It is a well-known scripture. Now, we can relate it to humans. About a year ago, I shared a story with you. When I was born, I was given up for adoption. I was in an orphanage for about a half a year. And I understand, I don't remember, but I understand that I only were maybe cleaned up once a week, whether I needed it or not. I was in bad shape. One day, a perfect couple, or perfect to me, came in looking for a girl. They had a boy, and they adopted another boy, and they thought it would be perfect if we can get a girl. That way we have a little bit of everything. So as they were looking through the paperwork and so forth, the dad were wandering around, and he came to my bed or whatever I was in, who knows, and put a couple of fingers down. And I grabbed a hold of those two fingers. And they went home with a boy instead of a little girl. I was brought into a nice Christian family, a Seventh-day Adventist family. And I grew up in the church. I grew up going to church Sabbath after Sabbath. My dad was a head elder for years and years, and he took care of a lot of things. God's love, that's a whole different ball game. We begin to know more about God's love because we know that this little earth, it's just a dot in the universe. Have you ever seen that when they compare Earth to planets in the universe? We are just a piece compared to a lot of the other planets. But God loved us so much that he came and he made provisions for us to go and be with him.
One, two.
From the heavenly way, I was
wretched and blind as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached out his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached out his hand for me, how my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In a tempest to him I can cling. I can lean on his arm, safe and sure from all harm, when he reaches down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached out his hand for me.
No? Okay. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. And as we heard in this song, God is reaching down to all of us. He wants to save every one of us. And if he could, that's who would be saved. But he gave us a free choice. He gave us a choice to accept his reaching hand. He gives us a choice to reach that hand and to extend it out to his. And by reaching, we clasp hand and he will save us. But some people are too lazy to reach out the hand. They are too lazy to get to know Christ. And therefore, they will not be able to reach that hand someday. God did not come to condemn us. He came to save us. And that's what he is all about. Then you say, why it's so hard? Well, it's because we live in a sinful world. It is because sin is all around us. We are surrounded by sin and the result of sin. We are all have some kind of evidence of sin. I have skin cancer and they're beginning to chop part of me. If I continue long enough, they may not be a piece of me. Of course, that doesn't matter to the Lord. He will recreate us. But I would love to be able to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. And some of us will most likely be able to do that. And what a joy that would be. Thank you.
first gaze in wonder, while angel voices sing. The night of nights has come and brought the world the long-awaited King. Is filled with gladness, and yet the heavens weep. For heaven eyes can see, He was born to die for me.
Matthew 1:23, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God be with us. Now I know that the guys can't, but can you imagine the women of you? Can you imagine that an angel will come and say that you are with child and you shall bring forth Jesus? Just work with that in your mind. What would that do to you? They can't even begin to understand that. But that's what happened to Mary. She was approached by an angel, and she was told that she was with child. She was a virgin. And there's no way I can explain that even happened. Only by the Holy Spirit was that even able to take place. But it did. Christ was born by an earthly woman, and it was a virgin who gave him birth. Christ grew up. Christ became a young man. And when he was early in his manhood, he began to go around and share the gospel. He began to heal people. He began to talk to them about his heavenly Father. He went from place to place. He was active. When he was not active during the day, he spent the night in prayer. And he talked to his heavenly Father. I'm sure his heavenly Father was able to tell him from day to day what he was going to encounter and who he was going to meet. And God or Christ would meet these people, and he would witness to them. He would heal them. A woman was caught in adultery, and they brought him before the feet of Christ. And it was very clear what the penalty of that was. But Christ bowed down and wrote in the sand with his finger. And every one of the accusers went their way because their sin were revealed. And finally he looked at the woman and he said, "Where is your accusers?" "I don't know." "Didn't they condemn you?" And they said, "Yes, they did." And he said, "I don't. Go and sin no more." He spent 3.5 years approximately. He found 12 disciples, and he had a close encounter with his disciples. They learned a lot of lessons, and some of them were hard to learn. But they became very good friends of Christ. And one night they were asked to pray with him, and he prayed. He prayed a very remarkable prayer to his heavenly Father. "Father, if this is possible, let this cup pass by me. But not my will, but thine be done." And of course, it was not for God to let that cup go by him. He was here because he had a purpose. He was here because he wanted to save you and me. I don't know the faces he saw when he was hanging on the cross, but it's very possible that he was looking at some of us and said, "What a wonderful thing, I can save them." He gave his life, and even in giving his life on the cross, he reached out with grace to a thief hanging on the side of him and promised him that he would remember him in the kingdom. This is the Savior that told us that he loved this world. And he not only loved the world, but he came and showed us to the fullest extent of his love. And one day soon, we shall see him face to face.
Thank you. there's love at home. Peace and plenty here abide, smiling fair on every side. Time does softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home. Softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home. Kindly heaven smiles above when there's love at home. All the earth is filled with love when there's love at home. Sweeter sings the brooklet by, brighter beams the azure sky. Oh, there's one who smiles on high when there's love at home. Softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home. Jesus, make me wholly thine, then there's love at home. May thy sacrifice be mine, there's love at home. Safely from all harm I'll rest, with no sinful care distressed, through thy tender mercy blessed, when there's love at home. Softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Okay. In Revelations chapter 21, I read from verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and there shall be, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Let me read a little bit more in what was given here. This is chapter 1 in Revelation. In verse 1 it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is a description of the New Jerusalem coming down to the earth. It is God bringing the New Jerusalem down to the earth and to be here with his people that are redeemed. Can you imagine earth with God in it or on it? And we are on it as well. What a wonderful concept that God is putting an end to this senseless, sinful world. He's taken on us on a vacation for 1,000 years out in heaven. And after 1,000 years, we are coming on the first class flight down to earth. And we will be on this new earth. And God will be with us. You think, well, how am I going to ever see God with all these people all around? We're going to be standing, there's a song right now, where is the line to see Jesus? Some of you may have heard that. And you think, well, we're going to have a line in heaven to see Christ. I don't think we will. I think we will be able to see him when we want to. Amen. I want to go find out, because that is a mystery to me how that is going to happen. But God can do anything. And I think that we can see him at any time. But he is longing to come to take us home. If we had the same longing as Christ has, we would be home already, because we would finish the work. He wants us to be involved, to go share with our neighbors and friends that he is returning. And he is waiting, because there are still people there can be saved. So let's get together. Let's do like the disciples, to go and share the message with people all around us and finish the work so we can go home. Who wants to go home? All of you. All right. Let's see it in your lives. Okay? Let's have a prayer, and that will be the benediction. The fire drill will be right after. Okay? Father, we thank you for the program we had this morning. And we thank you for your love that was so full that you came and you gave your life. And by giving your life, we can have eternal life. May we soon see you in that heavenly sky when you come to take us home. Be with us this day and continue to bless us and continue to keep us close to you. Because if we are close to you, that means we are your children and you are our Father. May that take place in each heart here this morning. For I ask in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.